Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:13 now on this Friday morning. Cloudy start here. We're joined by Representative Gabe Ferment, whose district includes the parishes of Grant, LaSalle, Natchitoches, Red River, and Wynn. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Thanks for taking the time with us. You guys got some bad weather maybe coming in later on, huh?
Yeah, the latest forecast looks like it's zeroing in on northeast Louisiana, which I'm sort of north central. But, yeah, looks like we could be in for a pretty rough ride later.
I just looked at that big old, what do you call it, drawing that they put over the state, and it seems like a lot of you guys are covered in that. Good luck with that. Let's talk about your bill, speaking of rough weather, that would require insurance companies to offer an endorsement. Explain all that, if you will. A pretty short bill, only 2 pages.
Sure. It's short and simple, but I think it has the potential to make a big impact. So House Bill 110 simply requires insurance companies to offer their homeowner policyholders an endorsement that says if your roof is damaged and requires replacement, then the insurance company will pay to upgrade it to fortified building standards. And so what that is, fortified standards were established by the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, and it just specifies certain things you do when you install the roof. And there's some other things as well with garage doors and how you secure the roof frame to the exterior walls. But primarily it deals with how you install the roof. And, like, you know, we know that if you fasten the roof sheathing to the rafters, if you seal the roof deck with underlayment and seam tape, if you lock down the edges of that roof, you're going to, in all likelihood, keep the rain outside of the house. And if you can keep the roof intact, keep the rain outside of the house, the severity of the claim is going to be much less.
So I'm a little bit confused about endorsements. Sorry, I don't know that much about the insurance business, but if I'm a homeowner, can I go in if the house is not damaged, if I'm paying a high insurance rate now, have the roof fortified, can that be done, like, after retrofitted or whatever, and then get the discount on the insurance? Is that the way it works, or explain it to me?
With this particular endorsement, it would only come into play, number one, if you had the endorsement on your policy, and if your roof was damaged and had to be, and the insurance company was going to replace the roof, they would also have to pay the additional cost to upgrade it, which, you know, could be anywhere from $2,500, maybe up to $6,000 or $7,000, depending on the size of the roof. So, you know, this is just a piece of the puzzle when it comes to getting our structures more resilient to wind damage. So, you know, think about it this way: if most homeowners had this endorsement on their policy prior to Laura, Delta, Zeta, and Ida, we could potentially have 300,000 or 400,000 structures fortified after the storms. And so that would, you'd be looking at a drastically different insurance market, and a market that would be much more desirable for companies to locate in.
So if I'm building a house or the house has been damaged and the roof needs to be replaced, that's where we start with this?
Correct.
Okay.
This endorsement would not be...
Tell me what that is, Gabe. I'm sorry, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so an endorsement is something that is attached to the policy. So you may have endorsements now for things that would give you replacement cost coverage on your personal property. You may have endorsements that would give you additional coverage for things like jewelry or silverware or firearms. So an endorsement is something that, for an additional premium, you can enhance your policy. You can increase the benefits to your policy.
Is this going to bring down rates or just encourage more people to write?
Okay, so this would actually... the carriers would be entitled to charge an actuarially justified premium for this endorsement. But the other thing that we're looking at, and I'm pretty confident you'll see legislation to do this, is that if you have a fortified roof, then the insurance companies will be required to give you a premium discount. So, like I say, it's just one layer to the to this multi-step approach to fortifying homes. So the fortified grant program is going to be another important piece of the puzzle. And the legislature passed legislation to establish the fortified grant program last session. Hopefully, we'll fund it this session. And look, I think we've got to have a commitment to fund this grant program, for the next 10, 15, 20 years. If we just fund it 1 year, I don't know that it's going to accomplish what we want it to. But if you look at Alabama, for example, they've had a fortified grant program in place for many years, and they've got approximately 40,000 homes and businesses that have been fortified. So they've had a lot of success with it, and so if you establish the grant program, we pass this endorsement, you incentivize insurance companies to give premium discounts for fortified homes, maybe offer some tax incentives, then I think potentially this is the long-term solution that we're looking for.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Representative Gabe Ferment from North Louisiana. And I always like to talk to people from all over the state because we tend to think it's all about us here. And all you got to do is get in a car and drive north. You can drive for 5 hours, still be in Louisiana. More when we come back. If you got any questions, 504-260-1870. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning. Glad you're with us, talking to Gerb Ferment, a Louisiana state representative from up northwest Louisiana, about his bill that he's going to propose. I think he already filed in a legislative, to be heard in a legislative session. I'll get it out, Representative, as I get through the comings and goings of the legislature here. But it concerns endorsements to upgrade fortified roofs, to fortified roofs if your roof is not fortified. Somebody texted in and said they don't quite understand what a fortified roof is.
Sure. So, like I said, fortified are standards that were established by the Insurance Institute of Business and Home Safety. And so to fortify your roof, to get it up to these standards, one of the things you do is you would fasten the roof decking or the sheathing to the rafters using ring shank nails, which is nails with ridges instead of smooth shank. So we know that if you use those type of fasteners, then the roof is much more resilient and resistant to wind uplifts. So another thing you do is, you've got seams where the plywood decking meets. Mm-hmm. And if you seal those seams with waterproof tape or with some sort of ice and water shield or a waterproof underlayment, then even if the shingles are blown off, you're going to keep most of the water out. So that's an important part of it. We know that the roof edges are very susceptible to wind uplift and a vulnerable part of the roof. So if you install a wider drip edge, which is flashing that goes around the edge of the roof, and if you use a fully adhered starter strip, which is that lowest course of shingles along the edge of the roof. If you seal that down good, you're going to keep most of the wind and the rain out. And then, you know, anywhere you've got a roof opening, any kind of roof penetration like a ridge vent or a turbine vent, if you can secure that and make sure it's going to stay on during the storm, then you've got a real good chance of protecting the interior of the home. So it's just pretty simple construction-related activities you can do to have a stronger roof.
As you all know, a lot of people got a lot of things that are coming at them every day. They may not know about the Fortified Grant Program that was passed last year and that you're going to try to get funded this year, I think. Talk us through that, if you would, Representative.
Yes, so the Fortified Program, like I said, it's been very successful in Alabama, North Carolina, Mississippi, I believe, also have Fortified Programs. So the idea is to make these grants, hopefully up to $10,000. That seems to be the best number for funding these roofs. So you would apply for these grants through the state, and you know, if you qualified, if you were awarded a grant, then the state would pay you up to $10,000 to fortify that roof. Now, there is a system, supposedly, where you can fortify a roof without taking it off by applying closed cell insulation to the underside of the roof deck. I'm not sold on that. I hope that when the department promulgates these rules for the grant program, that it's only on total roof replacements. Because to fortify a roof correctly, and from what I know of the program, you have to do it by removing the roof. So, you know, what I would envision is that we focus on older roofs, which we know are much more susceptible to wind damage, and get it to a significant enough number, like $10,000, that would encourage people who have 15, 20-year-old roofs to go ahead and replace the roof to fortified standards. And, you know, I think if we set that grant maximum at $2,500 or $5,000 is just not going to be sufficient enough to incentivize folks to actually make the change. But look, if we keep this funding in place for the next 10 or 15 years, I think we've potentially got the ability to really transform South Louisiana and even areas of North Louisiana that are susceptible to thunderstorms and hail damage and tornadoes.
We only have a minute left. You also pre-filed a bill about catastrophe savings accounts. What's all that about?
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I think it's kind of a unique way to help address this problem. So we know people have got just massive deductibles, 2%, 5%. You know, a storm hits and we find that you've got a $15,000 deductible and you just don't have the money to completely repair your house. So a catastrophe savings account would allow people to deposit money into this account up to $25,000 on a tax-exempt basis. And then when a storm hits, you could take that money out and not lose the tax benefits and apply it to your deductible or to non-covered damages. So just another kind of neat way to address some of these problems we're facing.
And it's not deferring state income tax. It's completely exempting that from it, right?
Yeah, it would be exempt. Now, if you take it out
another reason,
to use it for something else, yeah, then you would have to, you know, go back and pay taxes on it. But no, if you use it for any catastrophe-related property damage claim, then it would be fully tax exempt.
Hey, thank you, Representative. I appreciate your time. Stay safe. All right.
Anytime.
Thank you. Got it. Gabe Furman, Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk to Leslie Harris when we come back. New Orleans Council voted on new short-term rental regulations. We'll get the details from her.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!